American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
People really don't know, and so they need someone to tell them.
That's Auburn University student Taylor Evans, one of three students in the United States who won a $2,000 scholarship from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for outstanding college beef advocates, allowing Evans to further her study in the cattle and beef industry.
I am a junior studying agricultural economics, and I really enjoy being an advocate for our beef industry there because a lot of people don't know that our food comes from a farm. They think it comes from Walmart, and so that's what I'm really trying to do on my college campus.
The more she's out and about advocating for agriculture, she realizes the gap that needs to be filled between farm and fork.
I was working a dairy show in Montgomery, Alabama, and I had a woman ask me if that brown Swiss cow made chocolate milk. And so that kind of triggered in me that, hey, that people really don't know, and so they need someone to tell them, and I'm going to be that person.
So what's the first step in bridging that gap?
I just start a dialogue and just say, hey, how are you? And just try to figure out what they do know, what they don't know, and just see if I can leave them with a little piece of information.
And as she meets more and more consumers sharing the story of the cattle industry, Taylor says people are generally interested and are asking a lot of questions.
They do, especially younger generations. They're really interested of where their food does come from. And so when you start that dialogue and you are able to answer their questions, they're really appreciative that they found someone that has those answers.
So what does Taylor hope to do in the near future at Auburn University?
I'm studying agricultural economics and business, and I really want to go into sales and marketing because I like being a people person. I really want to work with producers and try to figure out what's best for their operation and see if the company I end up working for can help them fulfill those needs.
That's Auburn University student Taylor Evans. What are some ways rural quality of life could improve with greater e-connectivity capabilities? USDA Senior Advisor for Rural Infrastructure, Janine Miller.
In the healthcare space in the world today, it might take a rural patient 3 weeks to schedule an appointment and have to drive 3 hours to get to the doctor's office. But if there was broadband connectivity at home and telemedicine, 30 minutes, the problem is solved or on its way to being solved.
And students being educated in a rural setting.
The fact that we have preschoolers in urban and suburban areas that are able to download and interact with videos that are enhancing their early learning, and our preschoolers in rural America don't have that same opportunity. The fact that we love to have our fifth graders with their iPad textbooks at home and be able to upload their homework in 30 seconds instead of 2 hours over dinner time.
I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.